And this news update's being brought to you by Ordis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ordis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. A well-known poker player from Michigan's Thumb region is headed to prison after admitting to a scheme involving fraud and a staged disappearance. 44-year-old George Jansen was sentenced in federal court to 3 years behind bars after pleading guilty to financial institution fraud. Authorities say the Bay City car dealer fabricated a kidnapping story to cover up a mounting financial deception. Jansen was reported missing in December 2023 and reappeared weeks later in Huron County, claiming he had been abducted and held out of state. Investigators later determined the incident had been staged. Prosecutors say the scheme led to roughly $3.2 million in losses for banks and individuals. In addition to his prison term, Jansen's been ordered to repay about $900,000 in restitution. And a teenager is in custody and following an armed robbery at a Bay City convenience store last month. Authorities say a 16-year-old suspect was arrested in connection with the March 19th holdup at Ideal Party Store on North Johnson Street. Investigators say the teen entered the store shortly before 8:30 p.m., showed a handgun to employees, and took an undisclosed amount of cash. Police report no shots were fired and no injuries were reported. The Bay City Department of Public Safety announced the arrest Thursday, and the case is now being forwarded to the Bay County Prosecutor's Office for review. And Michigan lawmakers are weighing new legislation aimed at slowing the pace of utility rate increases across the state. At a committee hearing in Lansing, officials reviewed a proposal that would limit how often utility companies can raise rates, from once a year to once every 3 years. Supporters say the change would give residents more predictability as energy costs continue to climb. Some Michigan customers report sharp increases in their monthly bills in recent years, with lawmakers noting that more than $1 billion in electric rate hikes have been approved over the past 5 years. Under the current system, utility providers can file for rate adjustments annually, with final decisions made by the Michigan Public Service Commission. The proposed bill would stretch that timeline with the goal of improving transparency and easing the burden on households. Residents who spoke on the issue said they're not opposed to paying higher costs when necessary, but want more notice and consistency so they can plan ahead. Utility companies, however, are raising concerns. Consumers Energy says limiting rate cases could delay investments in infrastructure and potentially impact service reliability over time. The legislation remains in the early stages, with more discussions expected as lawmakers work toward a version that could advance in the state legislature. And we'll return right after this word from our cousin.
Spring into a new ride at Ordis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ordis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang? Convertible! With heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control as low as $42,940. Lease a 2026 Ford Bronco Sport Big Ben 4x4 for 4 years for only $388 per month. Lease a 2026 Explorer Active 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $455 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both Hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end April 30th. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and 2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable.
And we're back with a look at more news. The federal government has signed a series of executive orders aimed at loosening restrictions on psychedelic research for therapeutic use. This move is expected to accelerate clinical trials for substances like psilocybin and MDMA in treating severe PTSD and treatment-resistant depression. Health officials state the new guidelines will allow research institutions to handle these substances with less bureaucratic oversight while maintaining strict safety protocols. Proponents argue this could revolutionize mental health care, while some cautious voices emphasize the need for long-term data on safety and efficacy. In a significant display of technological advancement, a humanoid robot developed by a Chinese firm Honor won a half marathon in Beijing. The robot completed the 13-mile race in 50 minutes and 26 seconds, a time that surpasses the current human world record. About 40% of the robots in the competition navigated the course autonomously, while others were remotely controlled. The event was part of China's 2026-2030 strategic plan to lead the global robotics market, sparking discussions about the future of athletic competition and AI integration. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best steel and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Is your lawn equipment ready for the spring and summer season? Now is the time to tune up your John Deere mower for the spring and summer mowing season. Right now at Tri-County Equipment, take 15% off select do-it-yourself mower parts. Now through May 31st, 2026. That's right, save 15% on select DIY mower parts now through May 31st. Regular maintenance of your John Deere mowing equipment means a more smooth-running machine, a better-looking lawn, and longer life for your equipment. Don't want to do it yourself? Then call to schedule your spring maintenance appointment at your nearest John Deere Tri-County Equipment location. They can even pick up and drop off your mower at your location.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.